Welcome to QuickPod, Tim Ferriss Podcast Audio Summaries, your go-to podcast for concise summaries of Tim Ferriss' best episodes. In today's episode, we're diving into Ray Dalio, the Steve Jobs of Investing, from The Tim Ferriss Show. Ray Dalio is the founder of Bridgewater Associates, one of the world's largest hedge funds. Known as the Steve Jobs of Investing, Dalio has been called one of the 100 most influential people in the world by Time and one of the 100 wealthiest by Forbes. He's also the author of the best-selling book Principles, Life and Work, which has inspired leaders across industries. In this episode, Ray and Tim discuss Dalio's early experiences that shaped his investing journey, the principles that guided him through challenges, and the mental frameworks that have helped him excel. Ray begins by describing his childhood on Long Island. His father was a jazz musician, and his mother a stay-at-home mom. As a teenager, he caddied at a local golf course, where he overheard the wealthy patrons discussing stocks. With his caddying money, he bought shares of a company that was about to go bankrupt. But luck struck, and the company was acquired, tripling his money. Ray was hooked. However, his journey to the top wasn't without bumps. Tim reads an excerpt from Dalio's book about 1982, a year when Ray lost nearly everything. Dalio elaborates, explaining how he made a controversial bet against the consensus that countries wouldn't repay their debts. When Mexico defaulted on its debt, Ray was initially proven right and gained attention. But his subsequent prediction of a depression was wrong, and he lost so much money he had to lay off all his employees and borrow $4,000 from his father. That experience humbled him, shifting his mindset from, "I'm right," to, "How do I know I'm right?" It pushed him to seek out people who disagreed with him and to manage risk more carefully. Tim digs into Ray's philosophy of pain plus reflection equals progress. Ray says his painful mistakes became like puzzles he needed to solve. By writing down his principles and refining them, he developed a framework that eventually became his book. He mentions Einstein's Mistakes, a book highlighting the errors of one of history's greatest minds, to illustrate how even geniuses err and learn. A principle he emphasizes is being radically open-minded and transparent. At Bridgewater, this led to pain button sessions, where employees record their emotional pain points for later analysis. They then discuss mistakes in post-mortem sessions to identify weaknesses and find solutions. Tim asks for specific examples, and Ray recalls working on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange during the financial crisis in the 1970s, expecting a market collapse. Instead, stocks soared, and he was puzzled. That mistake taught him to look beyond his own experiences and research historical parallels. Tim dives deeper into how Bridgewater fosters radical transparency and an idea meritocracy. Ray describes their dot collector tool, where employees use iPads to rate meetings and provide real-time feedback. This data feeds into algorithms that coach staff and provide believability-weighted decision-making. Here, votes are weighted based on individuals' expertise in a particular field, ensuring better decisions than a purely democratic or autocratic approach. Ray stresses the importance of managing disagreements thoughtfully. Bridgewater uses techniques like the 2-minute rule, where each person gets 2 minutes to express their views without interruption. There's also the practice of repeating what the other person says to ensure understanding. On Transcendental Meditation, TM, Ray credits it with improving his creativity and centeredness. He practices TM twice daily and emphasizes its ability to relieve stress and access the subconscious, where intuition and creativity lie. He explains how TM makes him feel like a ninja, handling challenges with calmness and clarity. Tim, who also practices TM, shares how it's helped mitigate his own struggles with manic depression. They also touch on Ray's son's battle with bipolar disorder. Ray outlines the 4 protocols his son uses to stay balanced: taking medicine, practicing TM, avoiding drugs, and ensuring good sleep hygiene. Monitoring behavior and avoiding time zone shifts are also crucial. Tim asks Ray about his research habits, and Ray explains his fascination with history and evolution. He believes understanding the patterns of history helps him predict future trends. Books like Lessons of History and The River Out of Eden have been influential in shaping his worldview. Finally, they discuss diversification and risk. Ray advises finding 10 to 15 good uncorrelated bets as the holy grail of investing. He also stresses understanding the motivations of buyers and sellers to gauge market trends. In conclusion, this episode is packed with insights from one of the greatest investors of our time. Here are the key takeaways. Pain plus reflection equals progress. Learn from your mistakes by reflecting and writing down principles for future guidance. Radical transparency and open-mindedness. Seek out people who disagree with you and cultivate an idea meritocracy for better decision-making. Transcendental meditation. Practice meditation to access creativity and handle stress. Diversification and risk management. Make uncorrelated bets to improve your return-to-risk ratio. If you enjoyed this summary, follow QuickPod, Tim Ferriss Podcast Audio Summaries, and check out the full episode on The Tim Ferriss Show. See you next time.